Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Today we're in John chapter 7, where we see this beautiful promise that Jesus makes, known as the promise of the Holy Spirit. We went into this chapter in detail concerning the last day of the great feast that Jesus is speaking to us about. But what I'd like us to do is to look at verse 37 and verse 39, through verse 39 here for a moment. As we read, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. You know, I believe that everyone is thirsting for God. But we try to satisfy that thirst sometimes with physical things, and other times with emotional experiences. So we pursue that endless quest, supposing that we will experience and we will be satisfied eventually. But these things are only temporal. They're only temporal relief. It's like the excitement of getting something new. It works great and it's fun, but after a while, it wears off. Well, that's kind of what marketing does. They tell you that you need a new cell phone. At first, they told us that we need a very small, slick cell phones. And once they get the marketing all down and they sold everybody that, then they tell you you need a bigger cell phone. And then what they do is they tell you that your cell phone that you currently have just isn't smart enough. So you need to buy a new cell phone. You need to get a super duper smart one. And once that one gets around for a little while, they'll tell you, guess what? We found a cell. We can now got one that's even smarter than that one. See, there's always that thirst, that endless thirst that men and women are seeking to find fulfillment within their lives. I think we look in every place. We open up so many doors to try to find fulfillment. You too, as if you look at your life, you could see the different areas where you put your time and energy in, hoping to find what's lacking and that's missing deep within your heart. People try to, go from bar to bar finding it. They try other experiences through drugs. Other people try it through education. Some find it through their career. They seek after it. But at the end of the day, they don't discover it. They don't know it. See, Jesus announced that he is the one who could satisfy that thirst that is in the heart of every individual. It's only Jesus that can satisfy that deep hungering, that deep thirst. And I think that's so important that we recognize that he says, "He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Can you picture this? This gushing forth of this living water that he's speaking about flowing out of your life. And that comes through us believing in him and experiencing that fellowship the way God originally intended for Adam and Eve to experience there in the garden. That joy of walking with God. He wants you to know that experience through the Spirit of God working within us. If you've never experienced this overflowing in your life, if you're saying, "Terry, I believe God, but I've never ever experienced the joy that you're talking about," if you're trying to fill your need with other things, my answer to you is just come to Jesus and ask him. Say, "Lord, I'm empty. Lord, I'm frustrated. Lord, I've not experienced the peace and the joy that you would have for me." As you wait in his presence and as you think upon him, you'll not only experience joy, you'll experience peace, you'll experience the love of God, whereas it flows not only in your life, but through your life. You know, the thing is kind of cool is as he says, out of your scriptures, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. He's saying that there's going to be a out of your heart, your life is going to change and your life is going to affect other people for the gospel, and you'll be a blessing unto other people. If you want to be a blessing to others in your life, you know, in your family, in your workplace, or wherever you go, I think the real key for us is to believe in God and to trust Him. Because once you're satisfied, once you experience rest and peace in your life, that becomes contagious and other people will want it too. It's my prayers that you will experience that overflowing, that you'll experience that deep satisfaction, that deep longing that you have within your life will be met when you come to Jesus Christ and you know Him. In verse 39, he says, "But this he spoke concerning the Spirit." Later on, we'll see where Jesus will talk about the promise of the Father. As he says right now, he says, "Believing in Him whom you receive, for the Holy Spirit has not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." As he was talking to his disciples and those who are around him, he was speaking about a future date, a date after he dies and rises from the dead and ascends back to the Father. And at that point, he promised that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, was going to come upon us to be with us. That beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit now residing not only in us, but wants to come upon us in order that we might be filled with God's Spirit and that we might experience the power of God in order that we might be His witnesses. Remember where Jesus tells us that we should go out and make disciples, that we should go out and be His witnesses? Paul tells us to do the work of evangelism, that each and every one of us would do that work. Paul tells us that we're ambassadors of Christ. Otherwise, we are now to be men and women who represent Christ in every place that we go. Let me tell you, folks, just from my own experience, apart from the Holy Spirit, I fail in that. But when we live and learn to trust God and to believe in Him, and we experience the power of God within our life, the Holy Spirit, then when we come into different situations, we're able to react the way God would have us to react. We're able to speak the way He would have us to speak. I think it's so important for us as the believers each and every day to ask to be filled afresh with God's Holy Spirit, that we would learn to depend upon the power of God working in our lives and through our lives. And why don't we pray and ask God to fill us even right now? Lord Jesus, as we quiet our hearts, as we quiet our minds, Lord, we confess that apart from You, we are lacking. We need that fresh work. We see this beautiful scripture where Jesus said, where You said when You were here, "If anyone's thirst, let him come to Me." And Lord, we're coming to You that we may drink. And Lord, we desire to have those rivers of living water flowing from our hearts. And so thus we do believe in You. And we trust You this day that You might bless. In Jesus' name, amen. I trust as you pray that prayer, as you sense God's Spirit moving within your heart and your life, that you truly will have a blessed day. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.